Hello.
The Reverend Grant.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Are you all set for your trip to Africa?
Yes, sir, and thank you for making it possible.
You'll be here, will you?
Yes, sir, I'll come up there.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm coming up. I'll be finished with my meeting with Heath, and I'll come back to I'll be finishing my meeting with Brad.
That's right.
And I forget which week I'm in. And then
I'm doing so much nowadays, I don't know how
right.
The world can remember anything.
But I think it's going to be a great trip, Billy.
Well, thank you for making it possible. It'll be a great trip.
And, you know, it's the first time that a First Lady has ever been used in an official capacity like this, actually, as the representative. So you and she, you'll do a great job, I'm sure. Sure we will. Today, well, you know, our friend John Connolly did a fantastic job in getting that monetary agreement, you know, that was reached yesterday, and wouldn't have been done without him. We did, of course, we paved the way by doing Pompidou before. By getting him, then we got the others in line, so it's all done now.
Well, if you can do something just as spectacular for the farmers, I think you'll have the whole thing wrapped up.
Right. One thing we're trying to do there, and what John is working on the trade thing, is to get some trade with Europe, get some citrus and grain, a few things into Europe and Japan. But we'll see. It's they're real tough in these negotiations, but John is really a great negotiator.
Well, I'm glad that he's with you. He makes a great deal of you, and he's come to greatly respect you.
Well, we just hope that things move along and the world doesn't explode before.
Well, it's quieted the country down. This monetary thing is tremendous.
It really is.
Oh, really? Only the businessmen excited.
As I say, only the businessmen understand it, perhaps, and some of them don't. But the point is that it's a realignment which gives America a better trading position. It means more jobs for our people because it makes American products more competitive in the world, you see. They are? I don't listen to them.
I think so. I may be wrong, but I think they're really beginning to wake up a little bit.
How do you think the Peel referred to it in his sermon about the young people, the Jesus movement? How do you think it's coming?
Well, I think that the real Jesus movement is gaining momentum. The people that some of these networks play up, the Jesus preachers and so forth, I think that...
they're aberrations. Yes, we did.
Now, under your administration, we have probably one of the great religious revivals of American history.
You really think that?
I really do, and I think historians, religious historians, are going to point that out.
Well, Peel was obviously impressed by it. You know, he referred to the fact that it was going on across the country. There were some sort of far-out things, but that generally it's a very solid thing.
And this, of course, is quite largely as a result of you.
No. I'm
sure many of your friends are supporting me.
Well, we help, but you're doing it. Just,
and
well.
And these big Texas millionaires and all that have been giving to other things, they're beginning to give to us.
That's great.
And I'm really encouraged.
Good.
And I think you have every reason to. This is a far cry from
yeah, which was necessary, of course.
That's right.
Necessary for all this.
I just think you're in God's place, and I believe Christian people everywhere are praying for you. I've never heard so much prayer, and they're thanking God for you.
Well, it helps a lot.
And of course, you're coming to Charlotte. Yeah. That's tremendous for me and my family. You'll never know what that meant to us.
You get my very best for Christmas.